Cabrillo, and you're there with Mr. Byerly.
And Nina's after my check.
Okay, and then Ms. Slater is present with Mr. Navarra.
Yes, good afternoon, Judge.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Nice to see you again. Good afternoon. Okay, and so I know there's a whole bunch of people opposing this. What attorney, who is present on behalf of the daughters? Anybody present on behalf of the daughters?
I see Amy Garcia, but she was me.
Good afternoon, Your
Honor. Okay, and Ms. Garcia, you represent both daughters, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
I have both present.
Okay. All right, there was an emergency motion to continue this hearing, this motion that was filed back in May. Any other reason for the motion to continue, or the emergency motion to continue?
Do you need to argue with that?
You can, anything you want to add to your motion. I have your motion right here.
Okay, so you've read it. So the first 11 pages are basically the argument, and the balance is just attaching for convenience the different cases and rules.
Uh-huh.
There's numerous bases, of course, Your Honor, and the first one...
Okay, you don't need to go through them. The thing I'm most concerned with is any late... What did you provide last night, Ms. Abreu, or what did you provide just recently?
I provided some exhibits just in support in the event that Your Honor would allow for evidence to come in and witness testimony. Most of the exhibits filed are things that have been, that are on the court docket with the exception of the text messages. And the email from Jeffrey Pepin saying that he has no objection to the listing of the property on behalf of his clients. Everything else is either public record, which is the deed to the property that we're trying to sell, and orders that were entered by this court, and an appraisal that was filed with this court. I mean, they're not new things. The statements to pay the creditors for the home health care are part of a petition that we filed a few weeks ago as well. So they're not new things, only with the exception again of that email, the text messages, and the there's also pictures from what's left, what we have of value in the AIP's home. We just wanted to show the daughters what was left there because I believe Derek met with the AIP, went through the pictures and you know, he did say what he wanted to keep versus what he wanted his daughters to have. So I did want that there so that we could all be on the same page of what's there.
You're speaking as to what Mr. Navarro wanted to keep and what he wanted his daughters to have.
Correct. That's okay. The purpose of those pictures.
Okay.
So that we all know what's there of value, of significant value, whether it's monetary value or just emotional for the family members.
Okay, and we would want them to have those. Anything else, Ms. Garcia, anything else you want to add?
Well, yes, Your Honor. Obviously, she filed after 8 o'clock last night all of her exhibits. Most of them are hearsay, and I would have a right to cross-examine these witnesses.
Sure.
If they're there.
Okay.
Also, on top of that, the appraisal that was filed was only filed yesterday.
The what? I couldn't hear what she said. The what?
The appraisal.
Oh, okay.
She refers to it, she says, was filed, not was filed yesterday, and it's still not even accessible in the docket, by the way, but with neither here nor there, we also have a right to get any kind of appointed appraisal. But before I get to those issues, Your Honor, I have a really serious concern about the jurisdictional issues, and I did file voluntary dismissals of both this case and the mental health case also today.
Okay. Well... those aren't set for a hearing. I'm not going to address those today. The case is not dismissed. The voluntary dismissal is not accepted by the court. But let me ask you one thing. I did see that you want Mr. Navarro to testify. Of course, this is a The daughters filed this petition for guardianship alleging that their father was the Braille, and you're there with Mr. Byerly.
And me, those after we checked.
Okay, and then Ms. Slater is present with Mr. Navarra.
Yes, good afternoon, Judge.
Good afternoon.
I'm Benito.
I'm in the afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice to see you again. Good afternoon. Okay, and so I know there's a whole bunch of people opposing this. What attorney, who is present on behalf of the daughters? Anybody present on behalf of the daughters?
I see Ingrid Garcia as if she was me.
Good afternoon, Your Honor.
Okay, and Ms. Garcia, you represent both daughters, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
And I have them both present.
Okay. All right. There was an emergency motion to continue this hearing, this motion that was filed back in May. Any other reason for the motion to continue, or the emergency motion to continue?
Do you want me to argue with Your Honor?
You can, anything you want to add to your motion. I have your motion right here.
Okay, so you've read it. So the first 11 pages are basically the argument and the balance is just attaching for convenience the different cases and rules.
Uh-huh.
There's numerous bases, of course, Your Honor, and the first one...
Okay, you don't need to go through them. The thing I'm most concerned with is any late... What did you provide last night, Ms. Abreu, or what did you provide just recently?
I provided some exhibits just in support in the event that Your Honor would allow for evidence to come in and witness testimony. Most of the exhibits filed are things that have been, that are on the court docket, with the exception of the text messages and the email from Jeffrey Pepin saying that he has no objection to the listing of the property on behalf of his clients. Everything else is either public record, which is the deed to the property that we're trying to sell, and orders that were entered by this court, and an appraisal that was filed with this court. I mean, they're not new things. The statements to pay the creditors for the home health care are part of a petition that we filed a few weeks ago as well. So they're not new things. I mean, with the exception again of that email, the text messages, and the there's also pictures from what's left, what we have of value in the AIP's home. We just wanted to show the daughters what was left there, because I believe Derek met with the AIP, went through the pictures and you know, he did say what he wanted to keep versus what he wanted his daughters to have. So I did want that there so that we could all be on the same page of what's there.
You're speaking as to what Mr. Navarro wanted to keep and what he wanted his daughters to have.
Correct. That
okay.
was the purpose of those pictures.
Okay.
So that they all know what's there of value, of significant value, whether it's monetary value or just emotional for the family members.
Okay, and we would want them to have those. Anything else, Ms. Garcia, anything else you want to add?
Well, yes, Your Honor. Obviously, she filed after 8 o'clock last night all of her exhibits. Most of them are hearsay, and I would have a right to cross-examine these witnesses
sure.
there.
Okay.
Also, on top of that, the appraisal that was filed was only filed yesterday.
The what?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear what you said. The what?
The appraisal.
Oh, okay.
She referred to it, she says, was filed. Your Honor, was filed yesterday, and it's still not even accessible in the docket, by the way. But neither here nor there, we also have a right to get any kind of appointed appraisal. But before I get to those issues, Your Honor, I have a really serious concern about the jurisdictional issues. And I did file voluntary dismissals of both this case and the mental health case also today.
Okay. Well... those aren't set for a hearing. I'm not going to address those today. The case is not dismissed. The voluntary dismissal is not accepted by the court. But But let me ask you one thing. I did see that you want Mr. Navarro to testify. Of course, this is the daughters filed this petition for guardianship alleging that their father was incapacitated and too incapacitated to possibly enter into a marriage. So what, let me ask you, Ms. Abreu, what would be the problem with, go ahead and I mean, we've been, by agreement of all parties, we've been traveling under this temporary guardianship for, you know, almost close to a year, 10 months anyway. What would be the problem with going ahead and setting a guardianship hearing, deciding that, and then deciding what to do without the property? I understand that money's short and everybody, you know, everybody's running out of money now, which, you know, we kind of anticipated. But what would be the problem with going forward with that before we go forward with selling the property? I mean, it needs to be set for...
Right, Your Honor, you're saying going forward with an incapacity hearing.
Right, exactly.
An appointment of a plenary permanent guardian.
If that's what was to happen, yeah.
Right, right. And I agree with that. I don't have a problem with that. My issue right now is that my client's on the hook for all these services that have been provided by alternative care, alternative home aides, and by nursing services of Palm Beach, and we need to pay for that. I mean, of course, there's also guardian fees. No one's ever been paid on this case, but the primary issue is the fact that we have these creditors that we can't just ignore. And then there's the care that he's receiving today, you know, starting today, or I believe yesterday, he's on private pay. He's at a facility, and, you know, we need to pay for that facility. We do have enough for to cover the month of June, but after that, where is he gonna go? He can't go back home, because the care at home, and I mean, I have my numbers in front of me, the care at home for the alternative health care and for the nursing services, plus his allowance, plus the medical prescriptions, the food, the toiletries, the things that, you know, he needs on a day-to-day basis to maintain a home, it's about $20,200. And I just want to, you know, the court to know that his monthly income is only $5,119.06. That's what he gets with his pensions and his Social Security. So it just, you know, it's a catch-22.
Yeah.
They want to stay at the home, but he can't stay at the home without the proper care. He can't get the proper care if we don't sell the home.
Right, and there's nobody else to take care of him. So that's always been the issue. Okay, Ms. Slater, what's your position regarding the going forward with the sale of the home versus going for just hearing the guardianship, because we need to get this guardianship resolved?
I have no objection to having the actual guardianship petition being heard, because I agree that we have to get that determination made. I understand that we're all operating under an agreed ETG order, mm-hmm. and an agreed extension of that ETG order that the daughters agreed to, that, you know, and the court obviously signed off on. So Mr. Navarro needs, you know, there has to be a determination for him.
Right, right.
One way or the other, but however it pans out.
Okay. All right.
And if I may, Judge, I mean, the only other asset is what he owns, one half interest as tenants in common in an apartment with his daughter, and we are paying for the monthly expenses of that unit. And since I was retained, Mr. Navarro has been paying for those expenses.
Well, that may not be possible. I don't know how we're going to work that out, but that may not be possible.
And there's also an IRA, which technically I can have my client dip into, but I don't want to do that. It's going to, you know, the previous guardian did that. There were tax consequences. I don't want to do that again, but his hands are tied. He can't do his job because, yeah, we could cover June, but what's going to happen in July? We can't cover the facility in July. We can't put him back in the home, and he's a risk to himself. We tried initially. We had agreed, all the parties had agreed to list the property, because the plan was that we had an agreement, and everybody was on board with this agreement. Everybody signed it, saying that he was going to move into the apartment that he owns as tenants in common with his daughter.
Right.
And we were going to sell the property so that we could generate assets for the home care at the apartment. What happened? The first night, Mr. Navarro you know, escaped, and he escaped twice from that apartment. The second time, he was Baker acted because he didn't want to be there. So we do need to have him at a facility where he's taken care of, where he has all his needs, you know, provided for, and where he's safe and not a harm to himself or others. I mean, this is a person who's vulnerable, a vulnerable adult who is swayed whichever way, whoever's next to him, and it's a danger to his assets, to himself. So I have no other options here, and I need to know what to do as to pay these creditors. Should I take it from the IRA? And, you know, I would like a court order to be able to dip into the IRA again, because I want to protect my client. So we can't just, you know, sit and wait until he runs out of money.
Okay. So Ms. Garcia, you're the one that's objecting to this. Any objection to this being set for the guardian, for the incapacity hearing?
Well,
or what is your objection?
Okay, Your Honor, since I'm new to the case and I've analyzed the case, and I appreciate the position that these parties have put you in, and I understand and I apologize, and I'm here to try to end this madness for everyone, because they've got you traveling against a strictly construed statute of a 90-day plus 90-day by agreements that are illegal. And this case, it best scenario, it expired May 22nd with no application to continue it.
Okay.
My position is you have no jurisdiction and no fault of your own, Your Honor, because you were basically being not misled intentionally, maybe, I don't know, but you were led to believe it was okay to continue this temporary emergency guardianship as is when it's completely null and void at this point.
Okay.
So my position is there's no jurisdiction whatsoever. And with all due respect, to help protect this ward, not ward, but help to protect this man and help protect the courts from attorneys coming in and making agreements that are illegal and improper and against the statute, I will file a writ, appeal, whatever it takes to help end this and help this court get control of this courtroom again.
Okay.
So I can't object to anything, but you'll
see. Okay. The daughters filed this alleging that their father was completely incapacitated. Every speck of evidence that I've seen in this case, and I've seen Mr. Navarra, who just seems like the most wonderful gentleman. I've seen him many, many times. All evidence points to the fact that he's completely incapacitated. He cannot live on his own. He needs full-time care. We've heard that over and over and over again. It's been agreed to. It's the incapacity has never been challenged except for now. Everybody's believed that he was fully incapacitated and needed help up to this time. And so it's been agreed that it's been continued and continued. I'm not going to dismiss it at this time. It's clear that Mr. Navarro needs help with his care. However, you know, now all of a sudden, out of the blue, you're objecting to it. So I'm going to set this for a full, we'll go ahead, we'll dip into the IRA, we'll, you know, everybody understands that this is costing a lot of money. And I want to put an end to, you know, if we need to sell assets, we need to do it in a way that there aren't going to be tax consequences, but we can't do that until the capacity is determined. So I understand your motions, appeal all you want. If the fourth DCA wants to tell me I need to put Mr. Navarro out on the street, this terribly incapacitated man who needs help and needs help from somebody, he hasn't been getting it from his family, then they can do that. But I'm going to set the capacity. We need to appoint the examining committee, and we need to do that right away. And let's go ahead and get this show on the road so we can follow all the proper procedures, and we can get Mr. Navarro to the place that's most safe for him and most appropriate for him, given his medical conditions. Because Mr. Navarro, the last couple times he's appeared, has seemed very happy and, you know, at least content with, he's smiling now, and he seems at least content with where he is now. So we need to appoint the examining committee, and we need to go ahead and set this for a capacity hearing. So can you send me proposed orders, Ms. Abreu, appointing the examining committee And then we'll go ahead and set this for a an incapacity hearing just as soon as possible. I'll go ahead and set that within, usually we can get the examining committee out there fairly quickly. And we'll go ahead and set it like in the next couple weeks.
Okay, and Your Honor, if I may, in the meantime, I know it's going to take a little bit, and we have funds to keep him at this facility until June, but I do think it's going to go past June, and I would like, if there's any way of deposit, if the daughters can deposit money into a court account, I mean, with the court, to be able to cover some of these costs, because a lot of these expenses and attorney's fees, they've generated these expenses by, you know, taking him from the facility, having to put on all of this. I mean, we need that money for his care. I'm not even saying for fees for Derek or for us. I'm just saying have some type of cushion to pay the facility and the monthly bills for both the apartment and for the home.
Okay. Well, you can file whatever motion you deem appropriate. I'll hear it before the end of June. And I will try to set the incapacity hearing before the end of June. I just need to get the reports of the examining committee back before that time. So can you send me a proposed order on that, Ms. Abreu or Ms. Slater?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll appoint the examining committee, and then I'll go ahead and we need to ask them to do that within, say, to see Mr. Navarro, say, within the next 2 weeks. And then I'll go ahead and try to set an incapacity hearing before the end of June. And so I will grant the emergency motion to continue the two motions that we had today to approve the sale and the objection to the sale, the motion to strike, and the motion to compel production of Mr. Navarro. Until that time that his capacity has been determined, so I'll grant that for on a temporary basis.
And Your Honor, can we make a distinction of that order to grant the motion to continue that all the other allegations are, you know, just their allegations and not the reason why we're continuing or anything like that? Because there was
there's a whole bunch of allegations. I'm not going to rule on all those today because I really feel like it's necessary. We traveled under an agreement of all parties because all parties were agreeing that Mr. Navarro was incapacitated for so long. And now all of a sudden, you know, all this new litigation is being generated. So we're going to go back and decide that, and we're going to make sure that the case is in the right posture to go forward, and we'll get that show on the road, and I'll set those hearings as soon as possible.
Great, thank you. And that order to continue, could it be a sua sponte order? Could we enter a separate agreed order with the terms of what was agreed to here?
I'm just gonna continue it until the next hearing that we have, until the incapacity hearing, and then we'll decide when we're gonna set and what we need to set next.
Okay.
But in the meantime, you can file whatever motions you deem appropriate, and I'll go ahead and set an incapacity hearing and send everyone notice.
Okay, great. And do we get to know who all the people in this hearing are? I mean, there's so many parties here.
Well, there's several court watch people that are always welcome to observe, and it appears as members of the public are always welcome to appear on Zoom just as they would in a courtroom. Is there anyone else that's appearing as a party or a witness in the case that would like to identify themselves? If not, I'm going to assume that everybody else is observers.
That's all we wanted to clarify.
Okay. All right, I'll just assume that everybody else is observers. We have the parties here. So I thank all of you for being here today. We'll go ahead and appoint the examining committee. We'll go ahead and set an incapacity hearing, and we're going to just do the best we can to get this show on the road. So thank you, Ms. Garcia, and your clients for being here today. Thank you very much, Ms. Slater. Thank you, Mr. Navarro. I hope things are going well for you. Thank you very much.
Very good. I got to tell you something, Mrs. George. I have no plan to sell my house under no circumstances.
Okay.
Well, this is the only thing that we have.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Navarro. Okay, and I'll note that you're there with Ms. Slater, and I'll note that that Mr. Byerly is here with Ms. Abreu. All right, thank you all very much for appearing today, and I'll get you notice of another hearing as soon as I can.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. We do appreciate it, Your Honor.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.